through the night. It's Cyndi Lauper at WLTE FM 103. It's 717, 17 after the hour. Jack Murphy, congenial host of the Lighthouse Crew, on the job today. One below is the temperature, 32 below is the wind chill this morning. Colder than a dog. What was it you said about cookies, Nancy?
About cookies? Oh, well, should I say that?
Yeah, go right ahead.
Anybody, any bakers around town that has some nice Christmas cookies, you're real welcome to drop them off this morning.
In fact, anybody who has any kind of food, just drop it off and we'll say,
thank you, man.
Wait a minute, ma'am, you said you're why are you madder than a dog?
I got to go to work this morning.
Yeah. That's us, too. We had to work today anyway.
I heard you asking about who made Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer famous or something like that.
That's right. Who was the person who created Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer?
Well, I'm not sure about created, but Gene Autry was the one who sang the song that was...
Nope, that's not the answer I'm looking for.
You're wondering...
I want to know who created Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer.
Okay.
All right, have a happy day.
Okay.
Christmas trivia line, it's Murphy. Good morning.
Murphy, have you got an answer yet?
No, I don't.
How about Robert May, the copywriter from Montgomery Ward?
Oh!
Did you read the paper yesterday?
Yes, sir.
You didn't know that just off the top of your head, did you?
No, not off the top of my head.
What's your name?
Steve Malik.
Where are you calling from, Steve?
Cottage Grove.
All right, you got a case of Orangina.
Thank you.
Hey, Steve.
How does it feel to not know something that everybody in Iowa knows?
In business, as competition grows, you and your staff need the tools of the 80s to keep your advantage. Today, managing an office with a computer isn't science fiction. It's a fact of life for successful businesses. If it's clear that you need a computer but you still have some questions, there is a place to get the answers in language you can understand. The Digital Business Center. The Digital Business Center offers you the expertise of industry-trained professionals, solution people. Together, you're a team to find the solutions to your special requirements. They have specialized packages for your specific areas of business, such as manufacturing, legal, medical, accounting, wholesaling, and construction. And you can depend on complete support after you buy, because each center is owned and operated by Digital, the world's second largest computer company. Confidence that your investment is fully protected with service second to none. Because your business is too important for anything less than Digital's complete solution, call 338-1289 and ask for Amy. Digital Business Center, 629 2nd Avenue South.
This W Light weather forecast could be brought to you by whatever bakery you own if you delivered Christmas cookies to the Lighthouse Crew. It'll be mostly cloudy, periods of light snow this morning, becoming partly cloudy this afternoon with a high of 5 later on. The winds will be gusting from the northwest at 15 to 20. Tonight, partly to mostly cloudy, chance of flurries, low of 5 below. Tomorrow, cloudy, warmer, chance of snow, high of 18.
Do you hear what I hear?
Said the night wind
Bing.
Through the little land. Do you see what I see?
Seven 27 away from the 8 o'clock hour, WLTE, FM 103.
Well, I wish I was.
Elvis?
In a land of cotton.
Elvis?
Old towns there.
Look who's here, Nance.
I bet you do. I bet you miss the South, don't you?
How you doing this morning, Nancy?
It's Elvis himself. Wow.
I had to come on by. I just want to say, have a Merry Christmas today.
Oh, I love it.
I'm out doing some shopping today.
Haven't you finished yet?
I got to go buy about 10 big old Cadillacs to give away later on.
Oh.
I just want to say, I'll give you a Cadillac today. Hey. You know, every year I give away a whole bunch of slew of them big old Cadillacs with a big old cheesecake in the back seat.
That's what I hear.
That's what I hear, too.
This year, if you got a piece or two missing out of the cheesecake, don't be mad. It's a long drive back to Memphis, Tennessee. Well, I better get on the road now. Y'all have a Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas, Elvis.
I wish I was in the land of cotton.
Well, you just never know who'll stop by, do you? 7:34, 26 away from the hour. Time for the morning horrible scopes. Here's Nancy.
There we go. Aries, work conditions may be annoying because of cutbacks.
Taurus, keep a low profile if your mate's feeling subdued.
Gemini, help comes from the right person.
Cancer, stay out of emotionally draining relationships.
Leo, being arrogant to the wrong person could prove to be dangerous.
Burger. Virgo, be generous to yourself for your past efforts.
You're thinking of food today, aren't you? Libra.
Big old burger, baby.
Your aesthetic sense needs to be stimulated by being around cultural events.
All right, Scorpio, revitalize your life with a new diet and health program, you pig.
Sagittarius, expand your thinking into new areas.
Capricorn, respect a friend's privacy. Don't be peeping in the bathroom window.
Aquarius, you cannot treat all people alike.
Treat some of them terribly. Pisces, being too passive in a bad situation solves nothing with Patty Ann Darrell, president of Astrological Counseling and Resource.
Just about everyone in Minnesota knows that next summer we'll have our very own racetrack. But just about no one in Minnesota knows anything about the sport of thoroughbred horse racing. Seems we have a bit of a dilemma on our hands. Ignorance is not bliss. Not at the track. Enter Steve Davidowitz, nationally recognized handicapper and a recent addition to the Star and Tribune sports staff. Davidowitz has written the Horse Racing Primer, a series of informative articles on the sport of kings just for you. And we'll be running it Sundays and Tuesdays all winter. So if you're one of the thousands of Minnesotans who still think a Perfecta is an expensive cigar, if you haven't cheered for a horse since the last time Trigger threw Roy Rogers a rope, read up on the subject with the Horse Racing Primer, Sundays and Tuesdays exclusively in the Star and Tribune. The Star and Tribune. Every edition's an extra.
7:36, it's 24 away from the 8 o'clock hour. Jack Murphy, congenial host here this morning, on the job, Christmas Eve. Where else would you find me but here? Well, I can think of 9 or 10. I gotta find somebody to ski with today.
Oh, you going?
Well, I went yesterday. I called all my friends. Nah, we're gonna sit around and wrap presents. I said, but we just got new snow. Let's go out and go skiing. I got new skis, new boots, new outfit. Let's go.
See, I think I know why. They haven't opened their presents yet. See, they may have new skis, but they don't know it yet.
That's a good possibility. Yeah. I just want somebody to go on their old skis.
Ask them in a couple days.
I'm so bad, I want them to go on their old skis. Well, let's see. Another Christmas trivia question this morning. Good for a W Light sweatshirt. I'll tell you what we'll give them instead this time. Let's give them one of those Arthur Murray dance gift certificates.
That's a good idea.
It's an introductory dance course at Arthur Murray. It's 27 lessons. So if you felt like a complete klutz all holiday season because of your dancing abilities, we'll fix it up for you right after the new year. Aside from the traditional turkey dinner, which of the following are also commonly served at Christmas? A goose, a suckling pig, a pheasant, or a goose and a suckling pig only? A goose and a pheasant only, or all three?
Wow, this is kind of complicated.
Multiple choice. Which is the correct answer? First caller through at 338-2103. Trivia line.
Yeah, is it all three of them?
That's right.
Hey, let me get my gong.
What's your name?
This is Dan Collins.
Boy, Nancy likes to hit that gong, doesn't she?
That's fun.
Dan, where are you calling from?
River Falls, Wisconsin.
You got to work today?
Yeah, I'm at work right now.
Where do you work at?
I'm a meat cutter for Erickson's Grocery Store.
So I bet you're not a very good dancer, are you?
No, meat, I'm not.
It'd make a great TV show, Meat Cutter and Dancer. It's Saturday night on the pig farm. Starring John Pigavolta.
Oh, no.
All right, we're going to send you to Arthur Murray for 27 free dancing lessons.
Sounds great.
All right, give us your last name again.
Tom.
Okay. See, look at that meat cutter go. He's really cutting the meat, isn't he?
Love, Light, and Flight. Stevie Wonder on WLTE FM 103 at 7:46, 14 away from the hour. Jack Murphy and Nancy Gallus both here this morning on Christmas Eve. It's, what's the temperature now? 1 below still?
Right. Wind chill is about 34 below.
Big holiday. Most people are off work. People like Scott Arnold are up on days like this, though. Scott's one of those guys that calls us every morning at 5:30 to say, hi, what's playing next?
He's a good, loyal fan, isn't
he's
he?
He's a good little kid. I really like him. What'd you say, Scott?
Are you going to be playing a lot of those weird ones like, oh, Lutefisk?
We've got some new ones. "Won't you please go away for Christmas, Scott Arnold?"
Do you like that one?
"Won't you please go away for Christmas, Scott Arnold?" "Please take a trip, Scott Arnold, for Christmas." 6:35, time for those morning horrible scopes. Here's Nancy.
Aries, work conditions may be annoying because of cutbacks.
Taurus, keep a low profile if your mate is feeling subdued.
Gemini, help comes from the right person.
And not a minute too soon.
Cancer, stay out of emotionally draining relationships.
Leo, being arrogant to the wrong person could prove dangerous.
Virgo, be generous to yourself for your past efforts.
Libra, your aesthetic sense needs to be stimulated by being around cultural events.
Like Swan Lake.
Scorpio, revitalize your life with a new diet and health program, you pig.
Sagittarius, expand your thinking into new areas.
Capricorn, respect a friend's privacy. Quit peeping in the bathroom window.
Aquarius, you cannot treat all people alike.
Some you gotta be really mean to. Pisces, being too passive may turn you on, but in a bad situation, it solves nothing.
On your next drive, wanna feel the road? Really ride each turn, each hill and dip. They're out there waiting for you.
Come on in, take the wheel, start it up. Get the feel of the road that rolls on.
The road rolls on.
The road, all those turns and twists, hills and dips. There's a car that knows every one of them. New Celebrity Eurosport from today's Chevrolet. A touring sedan with special sports suspension and a new available multi-port fuel-injected V6. Plus the room and comfort of Celebrity. All wrapped up in devilish blackout trim and lit by a fiery crimson stripe. Celebrity Eurosport from today's Chevrolet, where the road rolls on.
Drive today, Chevy.
I saw Daddy kissing Santa Claus.
Daddy kissing Santa Claus last night.
6:39, 21 away from 7, WLTE FM 103. Murphy and, well, a little tiny crew here today. Nancy Gallus. And Julio and Diana Ross with all of you. WLTE, FM 103. It's 6:43, it's 17 away from 7, 37 below the wind chill factor this morning, 1 below the temperature. Winds gusting up to 20 miles an hour. It's going to be a cold one, 5 above the high for today, with a possibility for more snow. I don't guess we're expecting any big accumulation or anything. We had a little dusting last night.
Yeah,
too.
I think only maybe about an inch of accumulation today, they're saying.
There was an article in the paper. When was it? Friday morning?
If you're dreaming of a white Christmas, forget it here in the Twin Cities.
Huh.
We had 2 to 3 inches that day, and then Friday night we got 2 to 3 more.
Yeah.
So I guess it's worked out well. Not enough snow to cause a lot of problems, but enough so that there's a little glow of Christmas in the air. I thought this morning there was a lot of stuff about Christmas in the Sunday and Saturday papers over the weekend. So we're going to have a little Christmas quiz this morning.
Oh, wonderful.
We've got some W Light sweatshirts we'd love to give you for Christmas. Some Orangina, some cases of that delicious new citrus drink, Orangina. Orangina.
It's refreshing.
The number for the answers to these questions, 338-2103. We'll start out by giving away a W Light sweatshirt. Christmas carols. Which popular Christmas carol features the following refrain?
Are you going to sing it now?
Oh, star of wonder, star of night, star with royal beauty bright, westward leading, still proceeding, guide us by thy perfect light.
Oh, I know that one.
What Christmas carol are those lyrics from? We'll take the fifth caller with the correct answer at 338-2103.
Cold outside?
I just saw the snowman shiver.
Here, this will warm you up.
Mmm. How'd you make this cocoa so chocolatey?
I didn't. Nestle did.
Listen, the only difference that makes any difference is more cocoa in your cocoa mix for more chocolatey taste.
Right. And new superior quality Nestle hot cocoa mix has over 50% more cocoa in its mix than the other leading brands.
Mmm. Well, that is more chocolatey.
Mm-hmm.
The only difference that makes any difference is more cocoa in my cocoa mix.
Mm-hmm.
And in my cocoa cup. You got any more?
Mm-mm, no more.
No more?
Mm-mm.
6:45, 15 from 7 at WLTE FM 103. Jitterbug. Jitterbug. Wham! Wake me up before you go-go. WLTE FM 103. 6:49, 11 away from the hour. It's Christmas Eve. I'm your Santa kind of guy, Jack Murphy, genial host of the Lighthouse Crew. Gave everybody vacation this week, except Nancy and myself. We're going to be here today, tomorrow, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday.
And New Year's Eve.
Coach Bob is somewhere down in Texas. God bless him.
I hope he sends us a postcard.
I don't. What would it have on the front of it? A big steer?
Probably.
Alan's at home in St. Paul with his family, their new arrival.
Little baby.
Nobody knows it. We haven't said anything about it. He's kind of shy about it. He has a brand new baby at his house.
Yes.
So he wanted to spend Christmas. That's nice. 6:49 again, 11 away from the hour. 36 below is our wind chill factor. 1 below is the current temperature. We're expecting a high later on today of 5 degrees.
Mount Frontenac, much more than just another hill. Mount Frontenac, awesome and exhilarating. Terrific skiing in a great scenic area. Mount Frontenac, a lot more skiing for a lot less money. All the best of all there is for the beginner, intermediate, or expert skier. Wednesday night, college night at Mount Frontenac. Lift tickets only $5 with school ID. All through the week, special rates for groups such as schools, churches, and ski clubs. Something special for families on Sunday at Mount Frontenac. Free skiing for children 12 and under with the purchase of 2 adult parent tickets. Terrific skiing, reasonable rates, a great scenic area. Mount Frontenac on US 61, 9 miles southeast of Red Wing. Open Tuesday through Friday evenings. Open days and evenings on weekends and during the holidays. Check the yellow pages for Mount Frontenac, much more than just another hill. Mount Frontenac.
Oh, lutefisk, oh, lutefisk, how fragrant your aroma. Oh, lutefisk, oh, lutefisk, you put me in a coma. You feel just like a tube of glue. You taste just like an overshoe. Oh, lutefisk, oh, lutefisk, I think I'll eat you.
Hello.
Hello.
Who is this?
Laura Kvistad.
Merry Christmas, Laura.
Merry Christmas to you.
How are you doing this morning?
Just fine.
Can I ask you what a big girl like you is doing up so early?
Wrapping the things while everybody's sleeping that I don't want them to see.
Well, that's pretty smart. All right. What's Christmas carol?
We Three Kings.
What's the...
We Three Kings of Orient Are.
Hey! That's right.
All right.
You want to sing a little bit for that tonight? This morning, rather?
Harmon, a duet.
Come on, let's go.
We three kings of Orient are,
bearing gifts we travel afar.
What a star. That's pretty good.
Hey, she deserves. What is she going to get, a sweatshirt?
You get a W-Light sweatshirt.
Oh.
An all-new, all-blue W-Light sweatshirt.
Thank you very much.
All right, hang on the phone. We'll tell you how to get it.
Mercy in the morning.
WLTE, FM 103, Kenny Rogers' version of White Christmas. Bing's still my favorite, though. 6:55, 5 away from 7. We'll have a W-Light update in just a minute, but first... Friends, are you sitting out there in the driveway doing this number this morning? 7:03, WLTE FM 103, the Murphy in the Morning Show open. More Christmas trivia coming up at 338-2103. Here's that little girl, Juice Newton. She's an angel on top of the Christmas tree morning.
Every little string was to bind your hand. Not if my love can bind your heart.
Juice Newton, angel of the morning, WLTE, FM 103. At 7:06, the Murphy Show's on the air. The JCs every year pick a group of young men who were the top young men for 1985. I guess the men to watch. It would seem that they would be 1984, but I'm reading this right out of the Minneapolis Star Tribune, and it says they picked the top young men for 85.
Who are they?
Well, I just wonder how they know how great these people are going to be next year. David Copperfield.
Oh.
The magician, age 28, of Hollywood, California. He founded Project Magic, a nonprofit organization which teaches magic to people with disabilities. Bruce Jenner, J. Allison DeFore II, Jose Feliciano. He's not the singer, by the way. It's a different guy.
Hmm.
Captain Mark Gould, 31, of Colorado Springs, Colorado. Larry Sabato, 32, of Charlottesville, Virginia. James Sheppard, Jr., of Atlanta. And Kent Waldrop, 30, of Dallas. Just a few of the outstanding young men of 1985, according to the Jay-Z's. Now let's do a little more of that Christmas trivia, Nancy.
Yeah, why not?
These questions are pretty tough. I was just reading through some of these, and some of these are really tough. Let's see. Let's do some Christmas characters. We'll take the fifth caller through at 338-2103 for a case of Orangina. Who created Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer?
That's a good one.
Who created Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer?
When it comes to Christmas, St. Paul Book and Stationery is the place to find everything you need for gift-giving and entertaining. We have a fine selection of boxed Christmas cards, wrappings, ornaments, and party goods. You'll also find candles, Christmas stationery, and glassware, plus gift ideas for the entire family. Whether it goes on your tree or under it or on your Christmas table, St. Paul Book and Stationery's complete and unique array of Christmas items makes shopping easy, interesting, and fun. Visit any of our 8 Twin Cities locations and make St. Paul Book and Stationery your one-stop Christmas shopping center. You're sure to find just what you've been looking for to make your holidays extra special. All suburban stores in downtown St. Paul are now open noon to 5 on Sundays.
St. Paul Book and Stationery, a Christmas filled with pride.
Good morning, it's Murphy.
My mother's in town, and she's never heard Grandma got ran over by a reindeer.
Are you sure you wanted to hear that while she's in town?
Well, she's never heard it. She's been in Florida last year, and her niece said that she heard it then, and she'd like to hear it.
You don't want to give your mom a bad impression of the Twin Cities radio market.
No, she likes it up here.
Okay. What's your name?
Jack Stewart.
All right, Jack. Hope you guys have a Merry Christmas.
And a Merry Christmas to you, too.
Wait a minute. Jack's mother's on the phone now. What'd you say, ma'am?
I'm butt naked.
Grandma got run over by a reindeer. Walking home from our house.